Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
We're into a motion. The blitz comes. Purdy gets it up. It's a touchdown for Kittle, however, the contact brings the flag.
There's no foul for offensive pass interference.
And George Kittle, on his day, gets a touchdown.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was Mike Tirico. Here's what Terry McCauley said, why it wasn't offensive interference.
It looks like the defender, one, steps in front of the receiver trying to run a route, and second, the other defender engages him and kind of rides him into him right here. So this is not offensive pass interference. This was correctly picked up.
All right, so that was Terry McCauley, the official. Right.
So it was incorrectly thrown on that. Standing.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Twice.
Yeah. I think that was one where if they would have called it, I don't think they would have had a gripe either way.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. The 49ers beat the Cowboys 30-24. And here's what I was thinking about this game, Goo. Obviously, it was 27-10 at one point, and then it got to 30-24, and the Cowboys had one shot at it to drive the length of the field, and they went four and out.
Yeah.
But here's why. I think there's two schools of thought here if you're a Niner fan. One is you won the game, you're happy about that. But two, boy, it got a little closer than it should have at the end. And, right. And for another game, the 49ers were one bad play on their part away from getting beat. But here's why I'm going to give them a break on that.
Okay.
They won that game last night. And let me list some players who were factors. Garendo, Pooney, Pearsall, Mustafa, Green, Cowing. Those are all rookies. Those are all rookies who played last night, and all of them contributed. Garendo was terrific after Mason went out.
Mm-hmm.
Pooney, listen, I'm no offensive lineman guru, but he must have been pretty good because I didn't see Purdy getting pressured too much, and they ran the ball effectively. Pearsall, Looks like he's a really good possession receiver with some speed. Mustafa's hitting people. Green and Cowan contributed. So, look, this isn't – I mean, the Niners are a veteran team, but they had a lot of young guys who played last night and played well, and that's the kind of thing that they're going to need if they're going to be banged up this year. In the first half of the season, they were banged up.
No doubt. Kudos to the rookies. Kudos to who brought them in, Lynch and Kyle. And at the end of the day, you want to find balance, an infusion of youth. You saw it yesterday, and you kind of seen it throughout this this season, right? The fact that you got guys dropping like flies. So, Stani, I'm curious to see now where these guys, these youngsters are getting reps. When you do get the OGs or the bona fide studs and stars back, and there's whispers Greenlaw might be on his way back. But when that day does come, again, this just may be a season where the Niners are a different seed. Maybe they're not the number one or two seed. And I know people don't want to talk playoffs at 4-4. But right now, I expect the Niners, when this thing is done, Stoney, to be have a ticket to the dance. It's just where they'll be slotted. But how can you hate on anything you saw last night from the guys you just mentioned? But the Pearsall one to me. And again, I know he didn't catch 10 balls. It's how he caught it. It was the routes. It was just, it felt effortless. So that was something that we didn't see with Ayuk, who we know was on the mend. But at the end of the day, partner, they got it done. And I just think how I felt when Seattle had that ball in the game that they were down 20. How the hell do they have a chance to even go up if they get in the end zone? Guess what? They didn't. And like you said, Dallas didn't even get a first down when they got that possession back. But you tell me if I'm nitpicking with this, because I jotted this down, Stoney, as I was in the stadium. The Niners were up 17. Garindo's doing what he wants to do on the ground. 12 minutes left, and you could say, Goo, that's way too early. But 3rd and 1, you're up 17. You allow Purdy to pass. The ball was tipped and should have been intercepted. It wasn't. You punted the ball. But I'm just thinking to myself right then and there, like, why would you even dial up a pass? But there's 12 minutes left, right, Stoney? But why not just hand it off and get the first, bleed the clock, move the chains? But things like that, I think we'd be talking about more had Dallas came back and took the lead or even, my goodness, won the game.
888-957-9570. The question I have the 49er fans today is, was last night good enough? Do you say we needed a win, we got a win, that was priority number one? Or are you the kind of Niner fan that looks at that game and you still just don't understand how maybe they can't close games better?
They were losing at halftime.
They were. They were down 10-6 at halftime.
Which shocked me.
They scored 21 in the third to seemingly put the game away, and then it gets a little bit tight at the end. But what's the emphasis you put on a game like this if you're a fan? The win, or, oh boy, I kind of felt like the same thing could happen last night that could happen earlier in the season, just trying to get a gauge on where 49er fans are after that one last night, 30-24. 888-957-9570. Jump into the conversation here on 95.7 The Game.
No, I just got to call my own self out, Stoney, to answer that question you posed. You ran down a list of all those youngsters, but at the end of the day, I was like a parakeet last week talking about Brock Purdy's performance and how I was getting a little nervous, and it wasn't just me. So here we go, Sunday Night Football. The stage is set. Brock Purdy, Stoney, 18 to 26, 260, one touchdown, ran with his legs, no interceptions. So that to me is what you call the bounce back, the get back. And he had, I don't want to exonerate him because there was nothing to exonerate him from. But, you know, Dallas moved the ball on the Niners defense in the fourth quarter. But Brock Purdy was the one guy that had to show up. And I thought he looked like the Brock Purdy we're accustomed to, Stoney.
Yeah, he looked like he was pretty comfortable
all night. His ability to run, man.
Yep. 888-957-9570. Let's get it going with Brett in Walnut Creek.
Brett.
What's going on, Brett? How you doing, man? Brett in Walnut Creek. Hey, Brett, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great. Here's the thing that I'm excited about for the second half of the season. First and foremost, yeah, it was a key win, and yeah, it was an emotional win, and yeah, it meant a lot. Here's the biggest thing I saw about the 49ers. They've been coming out in almost every game, getting out early, getting out 10-0, getting out 14-10, getting out 14-3. And then it seemed that in the second half, they didn't make adjustments. The other team made the adjustments. The other team made the adjustments to figure out how are they going to win the game. And obviously, a couple times this year, they didn't. This time, they came out and made the adjustments. Figured out what they needed to do differently, and made the plays. And their third quarter was like the Warriors coming out and Steph Curry lighting them up for the Warriors. Mm. I mean, it's like, they came out and took it to them. It's like, we're going to dictate the game the way we know how to play it right now. That was the biggest thing I saw about the Warriors in this game I haven't seen all year. Make the second half adjustments that says, we're not going to just not only beat you, we're going to pound you. Now, granted, Dallas made it closer than it looked. A couple of defensive breakdowns, no question. But that's the key the Niners got to do this year. It's like, make the adjustments in the second half. So when you're up, finish the game. And if you're maybe behind, come back, make the adjustments to get in the game. They got the talent. Way to make the adjustments and go get it. Love it.
Thanks, Brett. Appreciate the call.
That they did.
Yeah, Collinsworth said on that first drive that he thought the first drive of the second half was that the 49ers looked like they'd just become more physical in that first opening drive of the second half where the 49ers took the lead. And then, man, it felt like the Cowboys went three and out in about three possessions straight in the third quarter.
They went 23 minutes without a first down.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah, you can't.
That's a long time.
That's going to be a problem. Yeah. This is from the 510 on the Comcast business text line. I love the win. They'd already shown they can blow teams out, but they're struggling. They've been struggling to win ugly. Hanging on for a win in a game like that turned a little ugly. Maybe that can be the turning point. Maybe. We'll see.
But now you're 500, and hopefully, Steiny, when they hit the field again in Tampa, number 23 will be back. I mean, that's a possibility.
Yeah. I'll tell you who it didn't look like they missed last night.
Oh.
Brandon Ayuk.
Well,
because Purdy was efficient, didn't turn it over, 18 for 26. They were moving the ball.
Yeah, they were. And I thought Pearsall looked like they had four receptions for 38 yards and then his scamper for 39 yards, Donnie. I just like his movement. I like what I see early on. But let's be honest, Donnie, right there, thus far this year, that's been the Brandon Ayuk production model right there. Four receptions, about 38 yards. Outside of the one great game Brandon had against the Cardinals in the first half for a buck 15. But, man. 4-4 with everything that's gone on this season. Sign me up for that, Steiny. And now if you're telling me we got a Jim Carrey, there's a chance he might come back or they might come back. I mean, man, this team's yet to hit its stride. Here you go.
Well.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.